Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha's Lech Lecha, that's Perek Tezvav Pasuk Zayin. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayomer Elav, and he said to him, this is Hashem talking to Avram, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, Asher Tzisicha Meir Kazim, that took you out of Ur Kazdim, Lasses Lecha Esa Arz Hazos Lerishta, to give you this land as an inheritance. Vayomer, and he said, Hashem Olekim, Bama Eda Ker Yoshena, how am I going to know that we're going to inherit it? Vayomer Elav, and he said to him, and this is Hashem talking to Avram, and this is the beginning of the Bris Bein Habasarim, Kechal Li Egla Meshuleshes, Veiz Meshuleshes, Veil Meshulash, take for me three calves, three goats, and three rams, Visar, Vagizel, and a young dove and a young pigeon. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. Eklamishuleshes. Why specifically three calves? Shlesha Agalim. These are three calves. Rem is the Shlesha Parim. This is an allusion to the three Parim. Par Yemek Purim, Par Helim, Darshal Tzibur, and Ve'egla Rufa. And Ve'ez Mishuleshes. Why three Ezim? Rem is the Sar Hanas Bifnim. This is an allusion to the Sar which is done inside the Kaidish, Usir, Musaf, and Shalmaid, and the Seir Chatas of a Yachid. And Ve'al Mishulesh. Why three of them? Asham Vade, Ve'asham Tali, Ve'kivsa Shalchatas Yachid. And Visar, Vagizel. This is a Taru Ben Yaina. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud. And he took all of these. And he split them in the middle. And he took each half, greeting the other half, facing the other half. But he did not cut the birds in half. And the ayat, the birds of prey, descended on the pegarim, on these halves, and Avram chased them away. Let's see Rashi over here to understand the depth behind what's happening. Pasuk Yud. He split them each into two pieces. And we don't take it out of the simple understanding. Since he was sealing a bris with him, Lishmar after Chasoi, guard his promise, Lahersh Levanav Sa'aretz, to give the land of Eretz Yisrael as an inheritance to Avram's offspring, like it says, Bayemahu Kars Hashem as Avram Bris Lamar, Vedere Karse Bris. And the way of those that seal a treaty, what do? Lechalik Behema, they would split a Behema of Lavar Ben Besare and go in between its pieces. Kamash and Emerlalal, like it says in Yermia, Ivram Ben Besare Egel, Afkan, so to over here, Tanur Ashim Vlapid Esh. Later on, we're going to see that there was a smoking furnace and a fiery torch, Asher Avram Ben Hagzarm, that went in between these pieces. That is the messenger of Hashem. That's fire that was going in between these pieces. He didn't cut the birds in half. Since all the nations and all the idol worshippers, they're compared to Parim, Eilim, and Seirim. Shenemar says, Sivavuni Parim Rabim. Vayomer it says, Ha'ayil Asher Isabar Kunai Melech Pras. Vayomer it says, Vatsafir Hasayir Melech Yavan. Vyisrael Nimshul Bnei Yoina. However, Klai Yisrael, they're compared to a dove. Shenemar it says, Yoinasi Bechag Vyasela. Fikach therefore, Bisar Behemas. He cut the Behemas in half. Remez al Avdicham Shu. This is an allusion to all the gaim and all the idol worshippers that they are slowly going to seize and be wiped out. But he did not cut the birds in half. This is an allusion to Klai Yisrael. They last forever. Rashi, the ayat, this is an if, since it flies over and descends upon carcasses, wanting to eat this food, on these pieces. So what did Avram do? He blew them away and chased them away, like it says, Yashev Ruchai. And Ramaz, this is an allusion to Sheyave David ben Yishai, David, the son of Yishai, meaning David HaMelech is going to come, Lechaloisim, to destroy all the nations, Ve'ein Manichin Oisim HaShemayim. However, Shemayim is not going to let him, Ad Sheyave Melech HaMashiach, until Mashiach comes. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. Vayah Shemesh Lavai, and the sun was about to set, Vitar Dema Nafla Avram, and a deep sleep fell upon Avram, Vine Eimach HaShech Gudayon Nefelos Olav, and behold, a fear and a great darkness fell on him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Vine Eima, why do we have this great fear that fell on him? Remez Letzars V'Cheshech Shagalis. This is an allusion to all the pain and the trials and tribulations and darkness of Galus. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayomer Avram, and he told Avram, Yodaya Teda, you shall surely know, Ki Ger Yezarecha Be'eretz Lo Elohem, that your offspring are going to be sojourners in a land that's not theirs. Vavadum, and they're going to enslave them, Ve'inu Aysam, and afflict them, Arba Meitz Shana, for 400 years. Ve'gam Asagai Asher Yavaydu Dana Noichi, and also the nation that enslaves them, I'm going to judge them. Ve'achrechin, and afterwards, Yetzu Berchush Gadol, they're going to go out with lots of possessions. Ve'ata, as for you, Tavel Avisecha B'shalim, you're going to come to your father in peace, to cover B'seva Taiva. You're going to be buried in good old age. And the fourth generation, they're going to return over here to Eretz Yisrael. Because the sin of the Amayri is not going to be full until then. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Gimel. From when Yitzchak was born until Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, that's 400 years. Ketzad, how is this? Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov was born. When Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, he said, I'm 130 years old. That's 190. Mitzrayim hayu masayim eser kaminyan redu, and in Mitzrayim they were there for 210 years. Hari arba meis shana, that's a total of 400. Vim time, if you're going to say Mitzrayim hayu arba meis, they were actually in Mitzrayim for 400, but that doesn't work out because Hari kahas miyadim Mitzrayim haya kahas, he actually was one of the original ones that went down to Mitzrayim. Tevach hashayv, go out and calculate shnaisav shel kahas v'shel amram, the years of kahas and amram, and ushmeinim shel meisha shahayik shiatsu yisom Mitzrayim, the 80 years old the meisha was when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and atam meitzah elah shleish meisah chamishim, you only find a total of 350 years, and even even so, you also have to take out all the years that Kohaz lived after Amram was born and that Amram lived after Moshe was born, because we have all these years overlapping, so it definitely wasn't 400 years in Mitzrayim. It was 400 years from when Yitzchak was born until Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Be'eretz Lailahem, they're going to be sojourners in a land that's not theirs. V'loy Nemar does not say Be'eretz Mitzrayim, that they're going to be sojourners in a land of Mitzrayim for 400 years. Elo Lailahem, a land that's not theirs. U'mishanelad Yitzchak, from when Yitzchak was born already, we see Vayagar Avram, Vayagar Yitzchak Begrar, V'yakav Gar Be'eretz Cham, Lagor Be'eretz Banu. And this lashon of Gimel Resh of Ger, it means to be a sojourner in another land. So we already see that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they were all sojourners in lands that weren't theirs. And Pasuk Yedanu Rashi, V'gamas Hagoy, V'gam L'Rabbis Arba Malchuyas, this is also including the four kingdoms. Sh'avhim Kalam Al Shashib Yos Yisrael, they're also going to be destroyed because of having enslaved Klal Yisrael. Donu Noichi, I'm going to judge them Esar Makas with 10 Makas. Berchush Gadol, Mamun Gadol, a lot of money. K'mash Nemar, like it says, V'nasal Etz Mitzrayim. Pasuk Yaz Vavun Rashi, V'ata Tavay, V'loy Teres Kal Eila, you're not going to see all this that's going to happen to your offspring. Elavi Secha, you're going to go to your fathers. Asks Rashi, Aviv Avid Avaydah Zarah, his father served Avaydah Zarah, of whom Avasar Shavu Eilav, and he's telling Avram that you're going to go to your father. Why would Avram be excited about that? Limetchel teaches you Sha'asa Tarach Tshuva, that Tarach actually did Tshuva. To cover B'seva Teva, you're going to be buried in good old age. Bisrai, he was giving him news, Sha'asa Yishmael Tshuva Yamav, that Yishmael is also going to do Tshuva while he's alive. V'loy Yetzai Esav Tarbas Rabbi Yamav, and Esav is not going to go down his bad path while Avram is alive. Ufikach, and therefore, Meis Heishanim Kadim Zmana, he died 5 years early, Ubay Bayay Marid Esav, and on that day, Esav, he rebelled. And Rashi Pasuk Tazayin, Vidar Revi, and the fourth generation, they're going to come back. La'achar Sheigul Mitzrayim, after they get sent to the Mitzrayim, Yusham Shlesh Adar, so there's going to be three generations. Varevi, and the fourth generation, Yeshuv L'Eretz Hazayis, is going to come back to this land. Visha Be'eretz Kanan Hayim Medaber Imai, he was talking to him in Eretz Kanan, Vakar's Bris Zo, and he sealed his bris with him, Kitachsiv, like it says, Lasus L'chaas Eretz Hazayis L'Rishta, to give you this land as inheritance. V'chein Hayim, that's what it was. Yaakov Yar the Mitzrayim, Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, Tzevich Hashav Deroysav, now make a calculation. Yehuda, who was Yaakov's son, Peretz, who was Yehuda's son, Chetzrain, who was Peretz's son, and V'Kaliv ben Chetzrain, Kaliv, the son of Chetzrain, Mibaya Artaya, he went into Eretz Yisrael. That's the fourth generation. Kiloy Shalom Avayna Mayri. The reason why you can't come in until then is because the sin of that Mayri won't be full until then. Lias Mishtelech Me'artia Ad Oysa's mind, to be sent out of their land until that time. She'en Akash Baruch Hu Nifra Me'uma Ashet Ismailis Asa, Hashem does not punish a nation until its time has come. Shenever it says, B'sasab Shalchat Rivena. And back to Chomash Pasuk Yod Zayin, Vahiy Hashemesh Ba'a, and the sun set, Valata Haya, and there was darkness. Vihine Tanur Ashem Vapid Esh, and behold, there was a smoky furnace and a fiery torch, Asher Aver Ben Agzar Mo'ela, that went in between these pieces. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Zayin. Vahiy Hashemesh Ba'a, Kamoy Vahiy Heim Erikim Sakeim, Vahiy Heim Kaivrim Ish, Kleimar Vahiy Adavar Zeh. This is what happened. Hashemesh Ba'a, Shaka It Set, Valata Haya, Chasha Chayim, it was dark. Vihine Tanur Ashem, Ramaz Lai, he was looting to him, Shiplu Hamachios Avde Gulim Magahenim, that all these kingdoms and idol worshippers are going to fall into Gehenim. And back to Chomesh Pasuk Yod Ches, Bayayimahu, on that day, Kars Hashem as Avram Bris Lamer, Hashem sealed a covenant with Avram, saying, Lazarecha, to your offspring, Nesati Yisarat Zazois, I give this land, Menahar Mitzrayim, Ad Nahar Agadol, Nahar Pras, from the river of Mitzrayim till the great river, the river of Pras, as a Keni Vesakanizi Vesakanmoini, the Keni Knizi and Kanmoini, Vesachiti Vesaprizi Vesarafim, and Vesamari Vesaknani Vesagagashi Vesayavusi. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Ches, Lazarecha Nesati, to your offspring, I've given this land. Amirasa Shakash Baruch, when Hashem says something, Ki'ilu Hiyasuya, it's as if it's done already. Since it's connected to Eretz Yisrael, Kareya Gadol, that's why it's called great. Even though it was the last of the rivers left Gan Eden, Shenemar it says, Vanar Harvi Hu Pras. Mishal Hedyat, a simple way of understanding this is Evan Melch, the servant of a king. Melch, he's considered like a king also. He Davik L'Shachvar, if you stick to him, Mishtachvu L'cha, people are going to bow down to you. Pasuk Yates and Rashi, we mentioned all these nations. As Akeni, Eser Umas Yeshkan, there's 10 nations that are mentioned here. V'loy Nasal Hamel Shiva Gaim, Hashem only gave them 7 of these nations. Vashleisha, and the 3 of Edom, Umayev, Amon, Vahem, that is, Keni, Kniz, Vikadmani, Asidim Elias, Yerushal, Asid, that in the future is going to be an inheritance. Shenemar, it says, Edom, Umayev, Mishlai, Chadu, Mene, Amon, Mishmatam. Pasuk Chafin Rashi, Vesar Fayim, Eretz Oig, this is the land of Oig, Shenemar, Baha, Hui, Kari, Eretz Rafayim. Back to Chomash Perak to Zion, Pasuk Aleph. Vesari, Ashes Avram, Sari, the wife of Avram, Loyal, the life, she didn't have any children. And she had an Egyptian maidservant, Ushma Hagar, and her name was Hagar. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Shivcha Mitzvah, she had this Egyptian maidservant. Bas Pari Haisa, she was actually the daughter of Pari. She was a princess. Kishara Nisim Shanasu Lusara, when Pari saw all the Nisim that happened to Sarah when he kidnapped her, Amar, he said, Motov Shitei Biti Shivcha Bais Zeh. It's better than my daughter's a maidservant in this house, Vele Gvira Bais Acher, and not the mistress in a different house. Back to Chomash Pasuk Beis. Batimer Sari Al Avram, and Sari said to Avram, Hini Na Tzarani Hashem Iledes. Behold, Hashem has withheld me from giving birth. Boy Nal Shav Chasi, be with my maidservant, Ula Ibana Mimena, perhaps I'm going to be built through her, by Shema Avram Lekal Sarai, and Avram listened to the voice of Sarai. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Ula Ibana Mimena, Limed Al Misha Ein Loibanim, this teaches us that someone who doesn't have children, She'ein Ibana, they're not considered built, El Haros, rather destroyed. Ibana Mimena, Beschos She'achnes Sarasi L'Sech Beisi, Beschos, with the merit that I'm bringing my rival, she's going to be a co-wife, I'm bringing her into my house, that Schos should help me be built up. Lekal Sarai, the Ruach HaKadosh Shabbat, he listened to the Ruach HaKadosh as she was speaking with. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, Vatikach Sarai Eshes Avram, and Sarai, the wife of Avram, took as Hagar HaMitzvah Shefchasa, Hagar HaMitzvah, her maidservant, Miketz Eser Shanim L'Shevas Avram Beretz Canaan, this at the end of 10 years of Avram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, Vatitein Oysa LaAvram Isha, Loyli Isha, and she gave her to Avram, her husband, as a wife. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, Vatikach Sarai Lekachta B'Dvaram, she took her with words, that means she encouraged her, and she told her, Ashraich, praiseworthy are you, Shezochis L'Davik B'Guf Kadosh Zeh, that you have this merit, you're able to be with this holy person. Miketz Eser Shanim, Mayra Kavul L'Isha, this is a set time for a woman. Shashasa Eser Shanim, Blo Yal De Labayla, if she lived for 10 years with her husband, she didn't give birth, Chayv Lisa Acheres, he has to marry someone else. L'Shevas Avram, Maga, this teaches us, She'en Yeshivas Chutz La'aretz Olam Min HaMinyan, him dwelling in Chutz La'aretz doesn't count. L'Fisha Loin Amar Loi, because Hashem didn't tell Avram, Ve'eschol L'Goy Gadol, Ad She'ev La'aretz Yisrael, until he came to Eretz Yisrael. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalud, Vayavar L'Hagar V'Tahar, and he came to Hagar, and she conceived, V'Tera Ki Arasa, and she saw that she conceived, V'Tekel Gevir to Be'ineha, and her mistress became light in her eyes. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalud, Vayavar L'Hagar V'Tahar, Mi Pi'ir Rishon, and the very first time they were together, she conceived, V'Tekel Gevir to Be'ineha. Amra, Hagar said, Sarai Zu Ein Sisra Kigiluya, that which is hidden inside her is not like that which is revealed. Mara Atma Kilu Hi Tzadekas, she shows as if she's a Tzadekas, Vena Tzadekas, but she's really not. Shalai Zoscha Leiran Kaya Shanam Alalu, because she didn't merit to becoming pregnant all these years. Vanina Sabratim Bir Rishina, and I became pregnant, I conceived from the very first time we were together. So back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, Vatimer Sarai Avram, Sarai told Avram, Chamasi Olecha, my injustice is on you. Anech Nasati Shifcha Sibche Kecha, I gave my Shifcha in your lap, in your bosom. Vatera Kiaresa, and she saw that she conceived, Vaikal Bayanel, and I became light in her eyes. Yishbait Hashem Beinia Beinecha, Hashem shall judge between me and you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey, Chamasi Olecha, Chamas Ha'asui Li, this injustice that was done to me, Olecha Ni Matila Einash, I'm placing the burden of blame on you. Kshispalat Al Kosh Baruch Hu, when you damn to Hashem, Mati Ten Li Vanecha El Chariri, what are you going to give me? I don't have any children. Laispalat Al Olecha, you only daven for yourself. Vailecha Lispal Al Shanenu, you should have davened for both of us. Vail Yisi Aniniv Ked Simcha, then I would be remembered along with you. Vaiden, furthermore, Dvarecha Ata Chaimis Meni, you also unjustly withheld words from me. Shatashem Ebiz Yani, you're hearing my degradation, Vishaisik, and you're quiet. Anech Nisati Shifchasi, Beinio Beinecha. So Rashi points out, Kol Beinecha Shev Mikra Chaser, every time it says the word Beinecha in the Pasuk, it's missing, meaning it doesn't have a yud in between the nun and the chaf. Vizem Mali, and this is Mali, it has a yud between the nun and the chaf. Kari Bei, Ubeinech, we could read it as Ubeinech, in between me and you, but this is one female speaking to another female. Shechnisa Ayin Hara Be'ibur Shel Hagar, Sarah actually put an Ayin Hara onto the child of Hagar, Vipila Ubara, and she miscarried her child. And Vusha Malach Armel Hagar, this is what the Malach told Hagar, and if you psukim from now, Hina Hara, behold, you're going to conceive. Valikvar Harasa, she already conceived. Vuhuma Vasar Lashatara, and he's telling her that she's going to conceive. Al Malami, this teaches us, Shepila Hirayun Harishain, that she miscarried this first pregnancy. Back to Chomash Pazak Vav. Vayomer Avram al Sarai, Avram said to Sarai, Hine Shvchasech Biyadech, behold, take your maidservant in your hand, Asilo Hatayv Beinoich, do to her that which is good in your eyes, Vatanea Sarai, and Sarai afflicted her, Vatirach Miponan, she ran away from her. Let's see Rashi Vir Pazak Vav, Vatanea Sarai, Haizm Shabed is Baba Kaishi, she made her work very hard. Back to Chomash Pazak Zain. Vayimsa'a Malch Hashem al Ein HaMoim Bamidbar, and a Malch of Hashem found her by the spring of water in the Midbar, Al Ha'ayin, by the spring, Bederech Shur on the way to Shur. Vayomer, he said, Hagar, Shivcha Sarai, Hagar, the maidservant of Sarai, Emi Zebas, Vanaselechu, where are you coming from? Where are you going? Vatayomer, and she said, Mimnei Sarai Givirti, Anechi Barachas, I'm running away from Sarai, my mistress. Vayomer Malch Hashem, and the Malch of Hashem said to her, Shuvi El Givirtech, go back to your mistress, Vis Ani Tachas Yodeha, and be afflicted under her. Let's see Rashi Vir Pasuk Tes. Vayomer Malch Hashem, Akol Amira, every time something's being told to her, Haya Shaluch La Malch Acher, another Malch is telling that to her. Lekach Nemer, that's why it says Malach, Bechol Amira Vamira. It doesn't say, and he told her, it says, and the Malach told her, meaning there's a new Malach speaking to her every single time. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud. Vayomer La Malach Hashem, and the Malach of Hashem told her, Harba Arbe Zarech, I shall increase your offspring, V'lo Yisafir Meiriv, and they won't be able to be counted because of how numerous they are. Vayomer La Malach Hashem, and the Malach of Hashem told her, Hina Chara, behold, you're going to conceive Vayalad Bein and give birth to a son. V'karos Shema Yishmael, you shall call his name Yishmael, Kishama Hashem Al Nyech, for Hashem heard your affliction. V'hu Yeb Hara Adam, he's going to be a wild man. Yad Abakal, his hand is going to be in everything. V'yad Kal Bay, in the hand of everyone against him. V'alpnei Kal Echav Yishkain, and he's going to dwell over all his brothers. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hina Chara Kisha Tashuvi Tahari, when you go back, you're going to conceive. Kemai Hina Chara De'eshes Manach. Jump over this Rashi, go to Rashi V'karas Shemai, Tzivu Yehu, this is a command, Kemai Sha'ar Melezachar, like you tell a male, V'karas Sa'as Shemai Yitzchak, so the Malach was telling her, "Vikaras, you shall call his name Yishmael." Pasuk in Beis and Rashi, Para Adam is going to be a wild man. Ayev Midbaris, he's going to love the deserts. Lots of chayas to trap animals. Kamashikasav, like it says, Vayishav Midbar Vahira Vekashas. Yada Bakal, list him. He's going to be a robber, a bandit, a thief. Vyad Kalbai, Hakal Sainim, I say everyone's going to hate him. Umizgarn by and attack him. Valpane Kal Echam Yishkan, Shiazari Gadol, he's going to have so many children, so he's going to dwell everywhere and over everyone. Back to Chomish Pasuk Gimel, Vatikra Shem Hashem Hadar Ve'Elea, and she called the name of Hashem, the one that spoke to her, Ata Kel Ra'i, you are the God of vision. Ki Amra, because she said, Hagam Haloim Ra'isi, could I have seen over here, Acharei Ra'i, after having seen already? Alkin Karla Be'er, Be'er Lachai Ra'i, that's why she called this well, the well of the living one appearing to me. Hine Ben Kadesh Ben Bared, behold is between Kadesh and Bared. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. Ata Kel Ra'i, Nakud Chatav Kamatz B'nei Shushem Davar, this is a noun, Eloika Hara'iya, you are the God of vision. Shiraya Be'elben Shaluvim, you see the insult and the pain and the challenge of those that are insulted. Hagam Haloim L'shain Tema, this is an expression of wonderment. V'chisavru Hayisi, could I have thought that Hagar, Sha'af Haloim B'midbar, that even over here in the Midbar, where Isi Shluchash Hamakim, that I saw the messenger of Hashem, Achar Roi Aysam Bezal Shal Avram, after I've already seen them in the house of Avram, Shashama Yisri Gilaris Malachim. Over there in the house of Avram, I see Malachim, but I didn't think I would see Malachim over here out in the desert. And V'teide, you should know, says Rashi, Shahaisar Gilar Aysam, she used to see Malachim all the time. The father of Shimshon HaGibor, he saw Malach once, but Amar, he said, "Ma'iz Namos, we're going to die." Vizu Rasa Arba Zachar Zev V'loy Charda. She saw four Malachim one after another, and she wasn't afraid at all. And back to Chumash Pasuk Desvav, Vatelid Hagar LaAvram Bein, and Hagar birthed to Avram a son. Vayikra Avram Shem Benoy Asher Yolda Hagar Yishmael, and Avram called the son that Hagar gave birth to Yishmael. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Desvav, Vayikra Avram Shem. Avol Pi Shaloi Shama Avram Devar Malach Shamar. Even though Avram did not hear the words of the Malach that said, "Vekaras Shma Yishmael," that you should call his name Yishmael. Shars Racha Kadosh Al V'Kray Yishmael. Racha Kadosh rested on him, and Avram called his name Yishmael. At the Chumash Pasuk Dezayin, VaAvram Ben Shmeinim Shanim V'Shei Shanim. Avram at 86 years old, but led as Hagar as Yishmael Avram when Hagar birthed Yishmael to Avram. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Dezayin, VaAvram Ben Shmeinim Shanim L'Shivcha Shel Yishmael Nechtav. This is written for the praise of Yishmael. Leidia Shahay Ben Shleishes Yishanik Shanimel. This teaches us he was 13 years old when he had a bris mila. V'Lei Ikev, and he didn't withhold from having bris mila. Back to Chumash Perek Yudzayin Pasuk Aleph, and now we're going to start the parsha of bris mila. Vahi Avram Ben Tishim Shanim V'Teisha Shanim. And Avram was 99 years old. Vayera Hashem al Avram, and Hashem appeared to Avram. Vayera Lev, and he told him, Ani Kel Shakai, I am Kel Shakai, his halich lefanai veyatamim, walk in front of me and be perfect. Vetna brisi benu benecha, and I will set my bris in between me and you. Va'arba oischa b'moid ma'id, and I will increase you very much. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Ani Kel Shakai, Ani Hu Shiyesh Dai Belakusi L'Chobirya. I have sufficient, I have enough in my godliness for everything that was created. The Lashon of Shakai is Shiyesh Dai, there is enough. L'fika Chesach L'Fanai, therefore you should walk in front of me, V'yelecha L'Loiko L'Pacha, and I shall be for you as a God. V'chein Komakam Shu Mekra Pirushai Kach, Dai Shaloi, V'hakoil F'yo Inyan. Chesach L'Fanai, Kitar Gumai Palach Kedamai, Hidabik Bavaidasi, you should cling to my Avaida. V'ye Samim, Avset Sivoy Achar Sivoy, this is a command after another command. Heye Shalim B'chon Yisrael shall be complete and perfect in all that I test you. Fima Drashay, the Medrash says, his halach lefanei mitzvah mila. This is talking about the mitzvah mila. Badavar zeti atamim, and only with this you're going to be perfect. She calls man sha'ar lebacha, as long as you have the foreskin, atabal mom lefanei, you're considered blemished in front of me. Davar ach, another understanding, vehiyai samim, achshav ato chaser heivarm. Right now you're lacking in five of your limbs. Beze naim, bezos naim, versh hagviya. Oisav lecha isal shimcha, I'm going to add a letter to your name, viyu minyan ois yisecha, ramach, and then the gematria, the count of your letters is going to be 248, kmeyinei virecha, the same count as how many limbs you have. Pasuk Beis and Rashi, Vat Nabrisi, I'm going to make my bris. What's this bris? Bris Shal Ava, this is the covenant of love, Ubris Ha'aretz, and the covenant of the land of Eretz Yisrael, Lahirisha L'chai De Mitzvah Zu, to give it over as inheritance through this mitzvah. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, Vayipal Avram Alpanav, Avram fell on his face, Vayidabri Ita Elikim Lemar, and Hashem spoke to him saying, let's see Rashi, Vayipal Pasuk Gimel, Vayipal Avram Alpanav, he fell on his face, Mimar Shechina, because of the fear of the Shechina, Sha'at Shleimol, before he had a bris mila, Lohai Baikayach Lamaid Ruach HaKadosh Tzevus Olav, he wasn't able to stand with Ruach HaKadosh on him. The same thing was said by Bilam, that he was fallen. He wasn't able to have Ruach HaKadosh while standing. And back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet, Hashem said, Ani, as for me, Hine Brisi Itach, behold my bris is with you, and you shall become a father of many nations. Your name shall not be Avram anymore. That's what your name shall be. Ki Av Hamoin Goyim Saticha, for I have made you into a father of many nations. And I will increase you very much, and I will make you into nations. U'melachim imcha yetzeyu, and kings will come from you. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk hey, ki av hamayin goyim l'shein etrikin shal hashmai. This is a shortened version of his name. Avraham is av hamayin goyim. And v'reisha ha'isa b'tchilo, this reish that was originally in his name, Avram, shloi haya av el Aram shumekaymai. He was only a father to Aram, that was the place where he lived. Avram is av to Aram. V'achshav avul chala olam, and now he's the father to the entire world. And v'afilu reisha ha'isa b'tchilo loizaz mekaymai. Even that reish that was there originally of Avram, it didn't move. It really should be taken out technically. Really, it should just be Avham, Avhamayin Gaim. Just like Avram is Av to Aram, so his name should have been Avham, Avhamayin Gaim. And why is it that we kept that resh? Sha'av Yud Shal Sari Nisra Mal Shechina, because the Yud of Sari complained to the Shechina that it was taken out of Sarah's name, Ashe Sifil Yeshua, until it was added onto Yeshua's name. Shenamar says, V'yikamayshal HaHashia Bin Nun Yeshua, so therefore that resh was kept in Avram's name. And Pasuk Vavin Rashin Satichel Gaim, and I'll make you into nations, Yisrael Ve'edaim. This is talking about Kla Yisrael and Edaim, which is Yaakov and Esav, Shere Yishmael Kfar Hayolai, because Yishmael was already born to him, V'lohayim Vasir Olav, so therefore he wasn't telling him, I'm going to make him into a nation, he was already born. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the last Aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.